Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The current state of the talent market in the insurance industry is marked by intense competition, and insurers and reinsurers continue to struggle attracting and retaining talent amid a rapidly changing industry landscape characterized by digital transformation and evolving customer expectations. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. And joining us now to discuss that is Katie Desquez. She's the Group Chief Human Resources Officer and Head of Corporate Services at Swiss Re. Katie, welcome. It's wonderful to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to be with you and exchange on this very strategic topic.
Katie, the insurance industry faces a number of challenges, such as climate change and technological advancements. Where does recruitment rank?
Yeah, and indeed, we're challenged. There are things we control and things we can't control. So to your point, climate change, technology, evolution, this we can control. But what we can control is anticipation of the capability needs for today and for tomorrow. So one example of what we do at Swiss Re is strategic people planning. So we've introduced this program or strategic approach to capability and competencies for today and the future about 3 years ago, and looking by line of business or functions, what do we have today? Fast forwarding 2-3 years, and then looking at the gaps and how we organize for recruitment. But today, you said it very well, there's a high competition for talent within the industry. And I think we should do a better job at explaining what we do, our careers, and also our purposes. So indeed, that's something that we put a lot of time and energy on.
And how does the insurance industry fare in attracting talent compared to competing areas like banking?
Yeah, we're purposeful. The point of insurance and reinsurance is really to be a shock absorber, to be here when something bad happens. So there is really a great impact on the world, on communities, and it starts there, yeah, with making sure that people understand that this is not a boring industry, far from. It's actually very active. Second point, it's very innovative. Why? Because we are data-based, because we are technology-based. So besides all the jobs that we offer, such as claims or underwriting or, you know, client-facing positions, you also have now flurries of jobs in technology, data governance, data management, and all of this, which is bringing us a different level of challenge attracting those people, because we may have strong brands in the core activities and jobs that we have historically, but we're not so known and attractive compared to the big technology companies. So we also have to build our brand and value proposition for people who have followed technology curriculum, IT curriculum, data curriculums, to also join us, because it's part of the core business we have as well. So we really have to play on those two fronts constantly. But I think today people want to be part of something great and they want to matter. So being part of something great, again, first, business performance. Is this company performing? Second, what's the purpose of it? What do they do for a living? And then I matter means what's my contribution to this purpose and to this performance. So meaningful jobs, career advancements, opportunities for learning. I mean, this is really what the industry offers to talented people.
Katie, how could the industry do a better job of attracting talent and also retaining the talent that it does have?
Yeah. So there's attraction and there's retention. So attraction is very much about, again, explaining, being out there. There is actually an insurance career month happening in February in the US, where we actually come all together and, you know, face the the talent market, but we should go beyond 1 month per year. On a continuum basis, we should really advocate for what those job opportunities are and careers that we're proposing. At Swiss Re, we have now a program around underwriting academy, for example, for the underwriters to learn. So we can also explain how people can grow within the company, how they can build a career on a continuum basis to learn. And so we also have leadership curriculum that we're starting now, not only growing expertise, but also leadership. We say insurance reinsurance is a world of experts. Yeah, experts and leaders. So we try to also offer those things to our people. And then there's retention. Once the people have decided to join because you have a competitive value proposition like clients, it's exactly the same approach. You know, why would people choose you versus a competitor? So same thing with talent. Once they've joined your company, what makes them stay? And again there, Laurie, the what do we do? What is my job? How do I contribute to the communities and the world? Whether it's environment, whether it's, you know, again, the shock absorbing concept, and what's my contribution? So that's the what. And then the how does that feel working in this company? What's the culture? And at Swiss Re, it's very much a focus area because people will join a brand maybe and a reputation of the company, but they will stay because they feel good. They can bring their whole self at work. They can bring their ideas. It's a safe space to exchange, bring concerns, ideas, to challenge each other. And that's why we spent also a lot of time and leadership focus on making Swiss Re an inclusive place to work. So yeah, independent of, you know, your background, your citizenship, your age, your experience, everything, your gender, you can be successful in this company, and we walk the talk.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Where do you see the insurance talent shortage having the greatest impact on Swiss Re's business?
So it's not only a Swiss Re challenge, I would say it's all over. And I'm very often connecting with my counterparts in insurance and reinsurance to actually share those challenges and also good practices. Because people actually circulate within the industry, right? They're experts. So yeah, people may actually here in Zurich, they may actually cross the street from Swiss Re to Zurich Insurance. We're in the same neighborhood, Swiss Life, or vice versa. So yeah, we all face those same challenges. But again, I think by promoting our purpose, what we do well, the performance, and growing our people, making an experience here in the walls of the company different and better, we definitely managed to retain. I mean, we have the lowest ever attrition rate in the company this year. And so, but again, it doesn't come without us making sure that we pulse our employees on a regular basis, that we take swift actions on addressing their concerns together with the leadership, that we again promote a culture of trust, inclusion, and a culture of continuous learning and growth.
How do you think Swiss Re does attracting talent to the company? What's working well and what areas might be better?
Yeah. So what's working well? I was looking at the HR dashboard this morning, and we have still an average of 45 applicants per job opening, which is extremely high. So That tells me, and it's an average, Laurie. So, I mean, now I'm there's a grain of salt, but that tells me that yes, the brand is attractive for the talent of insurance and reinsurance. And that's very true in a career path like claims, underwriting, client-facing positions, and all of this. Now, what's working less well is what we're not known for. And that was what I was referring to earlier, the people in technology. So while Swiss Re has a very, very respected brand in the in insurance and reinsurance market, people from the tech areas don't know Swiss Re. So you have to, we have to deploy extra work and effort to be and become attractive to those talent. And show them how they can contribute to our success through data management. We want to be a data-led, tech-led company, and therefore their impact is absolutely key and critical to the future success of us. And we're very innovative because yes, there's a race for performance. Therefore, if they join, they can definitely make a great contribution.
You talked earlier about what a wonderful, exciting industry this is. What advice would you share with recent college graduates about the insurance industry and why insurance is a career that they should consider?
Yeah, well, we're really, really impacting the world. I think that what brought me to Swiss Re. It's the impact you're making in your everyday job to so many communities. And to me, that's really what people should think about understanding our business model and what we do. Tech, innovation, the people are our assets, but our business model is around data, yeah, and the knowledge of the data and the trends and the modeling and the underwriting and the actuaries and all we do is absolutely data-based. So yeah, sometimes it has this reputation of, is it exciting as an industry? It is. It is cutting edge technology. It's cutting edge on sustainability. It's cutting edge on, all the trends that we see, whether it's life and health or P&C or any sort of specialties we have. You touch the world and you try to anticipate better those trends to actually better absorb those shocks. So there's a fantastic purpose into what we do and an immense impact, positive impact on the world and society.
Caddy, this has been so informative. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
It's my pleasure, Lori.
That was Caddy Deskez, Group Chief Human Resources Officer and Head of Corporate Services at Swiss Re. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.